This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 381. Too many side hustle ideas. Here are 10 questions to help you choose your best option. Part 1 by Nick Loper of SideHustleNation.com. And I'm Dan. I am your host here on the show. Welcome to today's installment where we're going to hear from Nick Loper. And this, of course, is where I read to you from some of the best blogs on entrepreneurship every single day. And for now, let's hear from Nick as we optimize your life. Too many side hustle ideas. Here are 10 questions to help you choose your best option. Part 1 by Nick Loper of SideHustleNation.com. Half the people I talk to are still looking for a side hustle idea. The other half have too many to choose from. If you fall in the second camp, how do you pick which to work on? How do you prioritize your limited time for the maximum impact and result? A reader who wished to remain anonymous sent his decision formula recently, and I really liked it. Here's how he put it. Quote, "My partner and I keep a running list of potential business ideas. We then baseball score them, single, double, triple, home run, on several criteria." End quote. For the sake of this exercise, I'll assign a number score 1 to 4 for each of those hits, with 4, or home run, being the best. 10 questions to ask before you start a business. What criteria do you use? Here are the 10 questions to use in your scoring matrix. 1. How excited are you about the idea? 2. Is there a clear path to your first customers or sales? 3. How much time will it realistically take to get off the ground? 4. How much capital will it realistically take to get off the ground? 5. What's the revenue potential? 6. How easy is it to operate? 7. How easy is it to automate or delegate? 8. How easy is it to scale? 9. How easy is it to stop operations if it's not working? And 10. Is the business something I could sell down the road? You can use these questions and the scoring framework to evaluate any business idea that comes into your head. Let's look at a couple examples to help illustrate how this works. Maybe you're torn between starting a freelance consulting business and starting an Amazon FBA business. Example number 1, evaluating a freelance opportunity. Here's what the matrix looks like for the freelancing business, and I'll use my freelance book editing business for guidance here. How excited are you about the idea? Score, 2. Editing allows me to use skills I already have, think creatively, and help other authors, but it's not something I lie awake at night thinking about. Is there a clear path to your first customers or sales? Score, 4. Getting customers for this side hustle turned out to be pretty straightforward. I landed my first gigs on Fiverr, built a reputation in a couple online communities, and formed a preferred vendor relationship with someone with a large audience of self-published authors. How much time will it realistically take to get off the ground? Score, 4. Like most freelancing businesses, this took almost no time to start. It was probably less than an hour from the time I took to say, yes, I'm going to try it out, to when I created the Fiverr gig. Of course, customers didn't come immediately, but it didn't take long either. How much capital will it realistically take to get off the ground? Score, 4. A freelancing or consulting business has almost no startup costs. I eventually did build a website to support the business, but even then you're looking at just a few bucks a month. What's the revenue potential? Score, 1. In the book editing world, your rate is determined by the length of the document you're editing and will generally range from 0.5 cent to 2 cents per word. That means at the very high end of the spectrum, for a 25,000-word Kindle book, I could bill $500, but $250 to $350 was more realistic for me. Revenue potential is always a subjective area, and you have to weigh the opportunity cost of your time, especially in a business like this one that required my direct time investment to do the work. The other consideration is whether or not that revenue is meaningful for you. At the time, the extra few hundred dollars a month I earned from editing definitely was. But as other income streams grew, it became less important and less exciting. How easy is it to operate? Score, 3. Since I rarely took on more than one project at a time, this freelancing operation was a pretty easy one to manage. How easy is it to automate or delegate? Score, 2. Eventually, you could turn your freelancing business or consultancy into an agency where you delegate the work to other members of your team, but there's still a manual labor component to deliver the jobs. I actually tried to subcontract part of one job as a trial, but wasn't happy with the quality of the work, So this is easier said than done, especially when your name and reputation are on the line. How easy is it to scale? Score? 2. It's possible to scale a service business, but there are a couple moving targets you have to hit. The first is a steady stream of clients, which were usually for one-off projects in my case. And the second is a qualified and growing team to execute the work. How easy is it to stop operations if it's not working? Score? 4. This is your escape path. If it turns out to no longer be worthwhile, how easily can you get out? In the case of my editing business, it was as simple as finishing the projects I had, pausing the Fiverr gig, turning down new projects, and finding some other reputable providers to refer prospects to. Is the business something I could sell down the road? Score? 2. The way I built it, it would have been tough to sell. However, there are freelancers who built out agencies and effectively removed themselves from the equation. In those cases, buyers are buying your systems, team, and customer base. Total, 28 out of 40. Example 2. Hear that on tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part 1 of the post titled, Too Many Side Hustle Ideas. Here are 10 questions to help you choose your best option, by Nick Loper of SideHustleNation.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thanks to Nick, he used to work full-time for a giant corporation, but he built his business during nights and weekends. He's also the host of his own podcast, The Side Hustle Show, which is for part-time entrepreneurs looking for actionable tips to start or improve their businesses. It is a really great podcast and usually in the top charts of business in Apple Podcasts, and it's definitely worth checking out. The blog, of course, is great too, and you can come by SideHustleNation.com for a lot more. And I will be back with you tomorrow where I'm going to finish up this post and where your optimal life awaits.